Hi, friends. Just a quick note before we begin today. This is AP's last official episode with us as a regular co-host. If you missed the bonus announcement we released last week, we encourage you to go back and give it a listen. It's a heartfelt goodbye, and we reflect on the many contributions AP has made over the last 2 years as a core member of our team. While we'll definitely miss having her on with us regularly, this isn't goodbye forever. AP will stop in from time to time for special episodes or to fill in when needed, and she'll be joining us for our Patreon happy hours and other fun things behind the scenes. If you'd like to stay in touch with AP, you can follow her on Instagram at APMN21. Okay, let's get into the episode.
You like stories about haunted locations, or maybe tales of cryptids and spooky folklore from around the world? If so, why not tune in to Haunted Escapes with Chris and Diane, where all this and more will be discussed. New episodes drop every Sunday, the visual versions the following Friday on YouTube. So why not come join us on our Haunted Escapes?
All right, I'm going to count down and we can all yell hello. Or not yell.
Should we yell it? Sorry. Just scream it?
Really, fucking okay. Hello, bitches!
Oh, there you go. You got your opening.
There it is.
All right, there we go.
All right. Moving on.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us again, everyone. This week, we discussed Kindred Spirits, season 7, episode 10, The Country Club Murders, Black Knight Country Club. The original air date was March 24th, 2023 in the US, and it was their top rated episode per IMDb. So, Amy, do you want to tell the people why you chose this one?
Sure. It was a listener recommendation.
Woohoo!
Someone named Bethany on Spotify commented on our episode number 148, New Jersey Nightmares, where we had been chatting about the possibility of covering some different shows other than The Dead Files because we're going to run out eventually. Yep. And she said, I think you should do Kindred Spirits. And I said, let's do that.
Bethany,
and then
great
we
idea.
Weren't going to do it right away. But then when Megan and I were talking about it on that episode after that, when we mentioned mm-hmm. this comment, Megan's like, why don't we just do that next?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. We didn't have a Dead Files picked out. Yeah. So we're like, okay, mm-hmm. whatever. So
thanks, Bethany, for that suggestion.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Bethany. We hope you like this episode. So. I did comment back and ask which was her favorite, but she didn't get back to me yet. So I just picked this one because I did a Google search on like which is their most popular and this was it. So that's why I picked it. Is there anything content warning you think we need to cover?
We talked a little bit about shootings ballistic aspect.
Yeah,
just
we
trying
did.
To,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where we discussed that bullets crazy. Do not travel 1,000 miles per second. So
that's right. They do not. It's a little bit slower.
If you thought that, you were wrong.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean me. So it's fine.
All right. Well, everybody, enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, as mentioned, we're discussing not a Dead Files show, but a Kindred Spirits show. Amy's here with the overview.
In this season 7 finale, which aired March 24th, 2023, Amy Bruni, Adam Berry, and psychic medium Chip Coffee head to a sprawling country club in Beckley, West Virginia, known as the Black Knight Country Club. It is known for a dark, unsolved crime. A couple was murdered on the club's property, on Lover's Lane, no less, and ever since, strange things have been happening. Think disembodied whispers, shadowy figures lurking where they shouldn't be, and that classic someone's watching you feeling. Amy and Adam capture some eerie EVP recordings that seem to carry grief and desperation, probably from the victims themselves. And when Chip shows up, he zeroes in on the emotional chaos of the crime scene, picking up on energy that feels trapped, unresolved, and maybe even confused about what happened. But while the team does uncover compelling evidence of a residual haunting, there's no clear sign of who committed the murders, no apparitions pointing fingers, and nothing violent or aggressive trying to make itself known, just layers of sadness going through the walls. So what's really going on in this picturesque, haunted country club? Are the victims still waiting for justice, or is this just one of those energy loops that will never quite fade? Stay tuned to find out. We know the activity continues.
Yeah, we do. I was going to say.
So we're doing this one a little differently. We're not going to do the, so now we go to Amy and she's doing this. And then we go to Steve and he says this. So Kindred Spirits is really set up differently in that it's just a linear story. Yeah. We're not bing bong, back and forth, 16 hours before, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just here's
which
the story.
I kind of loved.
And I kind of do, I think. And it never really bothered me that Dead Files did it. Until we started recapping it and we were bouncing back and forth. And I don't know, Megan, if you remember, Amy, you did too, because you were listening at the time. But in the beginning, when Megan would do hers, she would make her notes be like all of Amy's stuff and then all of Steve's stuff. And it makes sense to do it that way because that is the way that it happened. You know, Amy comes out and does her walk, and then she goes back to the hotel for a few days. Then Steve comes out and does all his stuff. So that's the way it's filmed, but that's not the way it's presented. And I think that's just because they are trying to go,
trying
Amy
connect.
Saw this guy, and his name's Steve. And then they go, oh, there's a ghost here, and his name is, you know, something like Steve. I was thinking of the last one that was Freddie and Frankie or whatever it was. But I think that's why they do it that way, just to be like,
it's absolutely to keep the intrigue. And is she really seeing or hearing? Did Steve really find who she is talking to? And it makes the story that way. But it would not work in the setting for Kindred Spirits and the way that they tell their story. And they do have a little bit of like, we do this part, then we bring in this part. So there is a little bit of back and forth, but it's much more a smooth transition instead of the like dun 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 and the know the dramatic scene and everything like that. And so it is a different kind of setup. It's also fresh. You know, it is something that we haven't done before. So it does give that little bit of freshness to it of like, hey, this feels like something that we could build off of.
I think it's a really fun show, but as AP, as you mentioned earlier, it's also been canceled.
Yes.
And I knew that this was the season premiere,
finale.
But I did not know it was season finale, but I did not know that it was the series finale, whether they expected it to be or not.
And
it felt like a season.
No, I don't think they knew. Yeah.
Because And I only saw that because I watch it on demand. And so it went, season 7 was the last one there. And episode 10 or whatever this is the last one there. But 2023 makes sense because that is when Dead Files was also canceled. And many of those other shows, even though they're played on reruns and you can still find them places, you know, I think there's a lot that are trying to do other work and that sort of stuff. It's just, we all have our thoughts about why those got canceled.
I think we're on to something too, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get sued.
Nope.
Exactly.
Nope. I'd prefer not to.
I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try to sue me. I don't know what I have, but
I don't
here, take all my clay supplies.
All right. Well, shall we get into it? The way that we did it this time is we just each came up with some things that like stuck out to us, things we wanted to talk about. And so I think we can just sort of, I don't really know how to do this. I don't want to be like, Amy, you tell us all your stuff. And then Megan, you tell us all your stuff.
I think.
Because I'm sure that some of it is going to overlap. All right. All right. AP is going to tell us a little bit about the history of this country club.
Yeah, I thought it was really fascinating because I wanted to, you know, it's in Beckley, West Virginia. It's called the Black Knight. Okay, so Black Knight with the K, and the logo looks like a chess piece. So the knight in the chess piece. So then it got me thinking, like, what are all the things that Black Knight could stand for? And it is part of the coal company. So we'll talk a little bit about the Raleigh Coal and Coke Company. Mm-hmm. Coke, not Coca-Cola. It is a it is an energy source. But black could mean a lot of things because this was built in 1929. What else happened in 1929?
Stock market.
Black Monday. Yep, Black Monday, where the stock markets plummeted and we went into the Great Depression. Mm. Coal is also black. Mines are pitch black. So then you have black as night, you know, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, black lung was a common disease that ended up coming for a lot of miners. So there's a lot of things that could be a play on names. But we do find out that it is based off of the logo of Raleigh Coal and Coke. And so that group started. They built this in 1929 for the executives, which is really shitty. What do you think about that? It's literally on top of the mines that people are working in. So now we're also seeing like this juxtaposition of the rich and wealthy not really being impacted the same way as the poor people in the Great Depression. Weird. Mm-hmm. We're 100 years away from this now.
And also like metaphorically and physically building on top of them. Like
literally
yep. on top of them. So it's
very
symbolic. Whether they meant that to be or not, I don't know, but it is.
You know, well, they own the land, and so it was a place that they could build, and they built a 9-hole golf course, which is still in use today. But it was really interesting because they in the show, Amy and Adam hear about that there is an explosion that happens in the mine that causes, you know, a decent amount of death here. But we don't hear anything else about it during the show. Like, there's just a little bit of tie-in because there's other things that are a little bit more specific. But that explosion happened likely because of a gas leak and all these men smoked underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so they believe that the foreman was lighting up a cigarette next to where a gas leak occurred, causing this explosion that happened like 2 miles in or like a ways in. And it was actually underneath. And I think they listed like Hardwood Ave or something like that. It's like literally under part of the city.
Wow.
When it happened.
Wow.
Reports vary from 7 to 9 people killed, but then I saw one that said 7 missing, 7 dead. So, you know, it could be, it was 1940. It could be a lot of different things. Somebody could have been reported missing, but then was found and they just never updated. So those kinds of things. So, but yeah, the Raleigh Coal and Coke Company, coal being obviously what they were mining for, and coke is a product that comes from coal for heat and energy. So
it's also a drug.
That's just, it's a high, yeah, that's not the kind we're talking about. We're talking about a high density producing thing that is efficient for producing energy. That's where you'd see like powerhouses that are near rivers and other things where they would gain energy to send out. So
interesting.
That's how coal was used to put energy out into other places.
Cool.
So yeah, just that, you know, it was a really cool building. Yeah. It's really interesting.
It's really neat.
I found the play on words. I'm sure they didn't intend for it to be, but they're just,
they probably didn't intend all of those things, but it, once you see it, you're like, oh yeah, and black lung and yeah. They probably did not think of all
they probably
of that
didn't.
When they made it.
No.
It was probably somebody that really loved chess. Honestly, like, they were like, oh my God, I love chess. And the knight is my favorite one because he moves in an L. And my name is Leroy. And I really like it.
That is obviously how it started.
It's probably exactly how it went.
Freaking Leroy.
Pretty sure.
If I tell you, if I've heard.
That Leroy. Always naming shit.
You know
after
what?
Himself.
If it's not one thing with him, it's the other. All right. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it. And
classic
Leroy.
But did anybody
Leroy,
else?
Sorry.
Find it funny that our friend Leroy here, who we're just making up now,
who
they
really
put apartments
exists.
In this. They put apartments in this building.
Yeah.
You know what? I worked at the Minneapolis Club, right? We had it was a hotel.
Yeah.
Also, it wasn't like you couldn't go to it.
Right.
I couldn't go to it, but it was for members who had a reason for not going home. Let me just put it that way.
Yep.
And so it was, it was for the estranged, which is what we thought about when we, or what I thought anyway, when I heard about the guy falling down the stairs. But also, you know, they get too shit-faced and they can't get home.
Yeah.
I was
they
thinking more liaisons, like a place for them
There's
to
that
have
too.
Their mistresses.
I didn't didn't necessarily go to that, but yeah, I know that there's other places that have like
I'm jaded.
Either for those who are working there or, you know, that sort of stuff, especially depending on how far out it is from
town
where somebody may have to go.
I mean, 1929, 19, you know, 30s, like AP just said, towns weren't exactly the thriving metropolises they are today. So maybe it was a couple of miles.
Have you seen some towns of today?
Yes. There's a town in Minnesota called Gaylord, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I always wonder what the population of that is. It's probably like 20.
It's bigger than that.
I think it's fairly big because, I mean, I've heard of it. So it probably isn't tiny, but I don't know. I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah.
Maybe driven through it or something, but... Yeah, I think that was kind of the thing with country clubs is they had sleeping rooms.
Yeah. It was just interesting that they called them apartments. And obviously this guy was living there.
Yeah.
Because then they talked about his office. And by guy, I mean Dr. McCullough.
Yes, Dr. McCullough, the guy that fell down the stairs. We're just assuming that y'all who are listening have seen this episode, okay? We're not going to walk you through it. Go watch it first.
It's really good. It's a very good episode.
It's a very good one. It is their top-rated episode, which is why I picked it.
I'm so sad that they were canceled. They are just the cutest.
Yeah, I love.
And they're
love
just so genuine.
Amy and Adam and Chip Coffee, of course.
Like, they're just so genuine, you know?
A-B-A-B-C-C.
Yeah.
All their initials.
Yeah.
They were very cute.
So the guy that fell down the stairs, he was staying there. And you mentioned the apartment / office thing. They said that was his apartment. When they were talking to Scott, the caretaker that was walking him through everything. But then when they were doing their investigation, Amy is saying, well, Mr. McCullough, Dr. McCullough, we're in your office. Well, and I was like,
Are they two different places?
So they did acknowledge this. So when they were talking with the proprietor, he said that something about these were the apartments and over here were the offices.
Oh.
Right. But he, McCullough lived there. He didn't necessarily work there. He was the board of directors or something, but he didn't necessarily have an office there. That
part
wasn't
of the board
his
of
job.
Director, they probably would, they may, they would likely have office space for the board of directors in that too.
Maybe.
That makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's not like the kind of work that we do now where you need to have like place to set up your laptop or whatever.
No.
You know, it's not that kind of thing.
Yeah, it is
so
Apple.
I was
just
confused.
Sets it up there with his little mouse and his touch screen.
It's just a little Apple, though.
Yeah,
it's not actually
I was
going to
say, now I'm seeing an Apple and a little like fake mouse, like a actual mouse.
And he's like, get off, mouse. And then there's that. And he shoves it off.
He's got his notebook, but it's an actual notebook.
Not the MacBook. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a quill. MacBook, I'm just kidding. I think they had pens at that point. We're not that far back in history.
I think they were two separate rooms, though, because they did acknowledge that there was two separate spaces.
Okay.
But I don't think he acknowledged that it was McCullough's office. He just said, and the offices that they had were over there. So I think he maybe was just being a doctor, and he just decided to have that there, and he was taking care of any patients. People who came into the country club. So all the wealthy people.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any other patients that matter?
Obviously not.
No. If they're not white and rich, fuck them.
One thing about that interaction that stuck out to me, and maybe I missed this, is when they're in there and they're talking to him. Did the door behind Amy open on its own or did she open that? Because remember when they were talking in his office and they heard something Amy, I only remember this because I just watched it like 3 hours ago and I had a rough weekend, y'all. And Amy grabs a flashlight from Adam and is looking into it. I don't know if the door opened on its own.
No. That was when he was leaning against the door.
No. This
and
was in the office.
And then he went to go and open it because she...
This was in the office.
Yeah, I know that one. I know the one that you're talking about, AP.
Yeah,
that's what I thought she was talking about at first. But you said the office. I don't remember. I watched it twice, but I don't remember anything about
that
happening in the office.
She was sitting next to it, and like it started to open. And in my mind, I'm like, if that's opening next to you, girl, you are calm as fuck. Because she's just like, just give me a flashlight.
They didn't acknowledge it, so I don't think that it was opening on its own.
Maybe they heard the noise, and
Amy
open the door to try to see more clearly into the like yeah. almost like attic space where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I figured it was like a closet there.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Storage.
Mm-hmm. I like storage that they B. played, they would record their conversations and then play them back in real time. I really liked mm-hmm. that because to me, it gave it more authenticity. So it's not like in some other shows where they record and then they're like, we're going to meet you back here later. And then they, because we don't know mm-hmm. what they're doing. They could be editing it or whatever. Right. But they well, were doing it.
I mean, that is like Taps, that they always did that. They would, yeah, they Taps. Wouldn't really replay that and mm-hmm. they would meet the people back later. Because I think I know where you were going with that, because GA does do some of that, but mm-hmm. they do a lot of it in the room, though, too.
Okay.
Do they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't watch it.
No, I don't either.
Well, I actually don't really like it because I can't tell what's going on because all it sounds like is...
I know. And I did say that, too. I'm like, how do you hear murder when I hear...
Well, yeah. Well, and then when they do meet with... So at one point we hear him say murder yeah. and that sort of stuff because those are the questions that they were asking. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there was... uncertainty around this supposed accident and was he potentially pushed, but we get nothing, mm-hmm. which then I'm like, you know, we see Chip Coffee come in and he's like, I feel jolts, mm-hmm. but it wasn't until they said, do you get anything around the stairs? And then mm-hmm. he's like, jolt,
yeah,
jolt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's not talented at what he does, but I was like, that's a very leading like direction.
Yeah. And I yeah. To follow up on that, AP, I don't know if I like that they do the investigation with Chip after giving him the backstory. And I don't know if they do that in every episode because I've only watched
and,
a
you
couple.
Know, some people work differently. And so maybe yes, that's part yeah. of how he works.
And yep. I'm not saying
they didn't give him everything though.
No, they didn't.
Because they first asked him, like, do you feel anything? Do you know what's going mm-hmm. on? And then they were like, well, I'll tell you yeah, what happened.
They did that.
This couple
I will
was murdered
you know,
out here. Whatever.
And again, I love Chip Coffee. I 100% believe him. I'm not yeah, discrediting
and
him
it's
in any way.
All cut down to a very small amount
you're
of time.
You're right.
So things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But. There were just a couple of things like that, just observationally, they're just like jumping really quick to that answer. Because when they're sitting with Scott at the end and they play the recording for him, they're like, what do you hear? And he's like, push, murder? Because they said, we hear, you know, like he's saying push, but they say murder. And oh. so he switches to
yeah.
murder.
I saw, yeah. I caught mid, that too.
Kind of mid
like
statement.
Like mid-sentence, almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's... It's excitement. Mm-hmm. It's all that sort of stuff. But it just, those little observations to me, I'm like, you guys are too excited. You got to pull it down a notch. Mm-hmm. You got to let him. Okay. And, you know, maybe, but maybe they had played it for him several times and they're like, do you not hear it yet? Like, listen for yeah. the murr
mm-hmm. yeah.
aspect. And then when they played yeah. the next one, he's like, oh, yeah, I definitely hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is well, easy if you see it on the screen, you hear
oh,
what they
that's
say.
That's why when they do that.
See, and I don't.
Oh, see, I do.
That's the thing. I don't. I can try.
The
and
murder,
I like,
didn't.
That does not sound like any yeah. of that to me. I don't know. It just sounds like.
The no, I heard crystal clear.
I need to hear it in Audacity, like mm-hmm. Taps used yeah. to do.
But I
and
would.
Then they would section out
they
a
would
piece.
Isolate
and they would amplify it.
Isolate
it and amplify it, and you mm-hmm. can tell. And you could, you watched them doing mm-hmm. it, you know, mm-hmm. and not to say they aren't doing anything behind the scenes. I don't think they are yeah. or were, but, you know, they show, like, that's how, when I first started using Audacity, I'm like, oh, this is what Taps used because mm-hmm. I actually know how to use it because I watched them do mm-hmm. it. But, like, they section out a piece and they go up to the effects and they hit mm-hmm. amplify and they can move it up or down depending on how higher you want. Mm-hmm. So, I think that was, I like, that way of, mm-hmm. of doing the EVP yeah. so that you can actually hear something. But also, I think the other thing with the difference between I used to call it Ghostbusters all the time.
Ghost
not
Hunters.
Ghost Adventures, not Ghost Hunters.
Yep.
Thank you.
There's too many.
Is that they would also have somebody listening in the moment mm-hmm. in another room. Mm-hmm. And so they would say, oh my God, I just heard this. Mm-hmm. And then we would hear what they heard.
Yep. GA does that too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why they always have somebody.
Who's
Billy
in Ghost
or Jay is always.
Jason Hawes and yep. I just want to call him Luke. That's not his
Steve?
Name.
Steve?
No. Jason and Jason.
John,
and
Joel, Josh, oh, Jim.
Nope. I can picture him.
Yeah, Grant.
Yep, there you
Jason
go.
Jason and Grant. And then also Dustin Perry, who we saw.
Oh,
the three of us went to see.
Okay, I was going to ask which show he was from. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he was from that. And there was a Dave Tango.
Mm-hmm.
And are they still on?
Amy Bruni.
Yep. And I think Adam was on there a couple times too. No, they've been off for a while.
Yes, I think he was.
That's sad.
But I think that's how he, I could be wrong, but I thought that's how he and Amy kind of got connected too.
That could be.
Before. Yeah,
very well could be. Thank you for listening. The activity continues. We'll be back after this short break. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to threespiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues. Enjoying this spooky episode? Did you know we have a Patreon lurking in the shadows? Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge.
But what I do like about the things that they do is, you know, I'd be curious about how long their sessions are. Obviously, we see like a 2-minute clip of them asking a bunch of questions in, and it doesn't sound like they're taking much time in between those questions. Are they really hitting it rapid fire like that? Or are they giving time for
the answer, for
some of those answers? Because obviously they're doing this at night. And, you know, that is part, you know, going back to the chip part, they did ask about the stairs and he's like, well, there was, if you set up lights here, you'll get something and you'll do something. Then they were like, yeah, we've done that already. Which then if I was Chip, I'd be like, then why'd you ask
then
me about
the
stairs?
Fuck
don't,
am I
don't
here?
Point exactly. me, yeah. don't point me in the direction of the stairs. But
I was thinking that as well.
Haven't but watched
was like,
other
just
episodes.
So you know, we've done that.
We've done everything you just
and
mentioned.
And Chip's like, then why the fuck am I here?
What am I doing here?
What am
here?
I doing? Just kidding, Chip. We love you. You're adorable.
I loved his scarf, too.
I loved his scarf, too.
I love everything
He's
about Chip.
He's so cute.
But I also, he is adorable. I also like how Chip, when he comes in and does his initial investigation, it's daylight. He doesn't have to have the lights off and a smoke machine on.
Yeah.
You know, he just walks through there and I know that some mediums, and I believe Amy Allen even might have said this, somebody did, that they like to do it in the dark, not just for spook factor, but because it kind of takes away distractions and like you're not seeing other things. You just, you know, you can focus more on.
That's, I think I put that in my notes too, but that is one of the reasons why most ghost expeditions or investigations happen overnight, because you take out all the sound of people playing outside, sounds
cars.
Of, you know, tons of cars driving
cars
by.
Going by.
It's easy to debunk lights if they're going past the house or something. You do see, you know, less bug interaction, less animal interaction usually. But yeah, that's a lot of that. It's not because there's more activity at night, which we all used to think because they're always doing it at night.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to watch Chip's style and how it differs from Amy's style, because Amy's very like almost stream of consciousness as she's going.
Yeah.
Like she's very much like, there's a guy and I'm hurt and I'm sick and I'm nauseous. And Chip is like very deliberate. Like it's like he's, it's almost like he's listening and then saying what he hears, which I thought was really.
That's like Jenny.
Yeah, it is like Jenny. A lot, exactly like Jenny.
Yep. Because Amy has said before, and I never will know which episode it was, but that she's a dead medium where she usually sees people in their, often in their death state.
Their death states, yeah.
So one thing.
Well, and she also is, she's a physical medium too. I don't know if Chip is. So she feels everything.
It
that
seemed
they
like
feel.
He was,
and
though,
because
he said
Chip
he
does.
He, when he first started, he said, my head hurts right here. And then you see that Brand was shot in his temple to both sides.
Right.
I thought it was very interesting. And maybe they go into this more as we know.
Nelly was the one that was shot twice.
No, he was.
The guy had a...
I thought they both were.
Nelly was shot twice and he had a cut. He had
some sort of cut across his temple.
They did say that, but when I dug into it, it was more than
it
a
also
cut.
Said that
he
she was shot in both sides of her head because they pulled that up twice.
See, I thought he was. Yeah, maybe I misunderstood that.
It was in the article.
Yeah, I thought...
When they talked about it, it says she had two bullet holes, one on each side of the head. He had a deep wound over his right temple. But then the dude says they were both shot. And then
they said there was three shots that were fired.
I got those confused then because I thought he had two and she had one. But see, to me, I don't understand why this is unsolved, because it seems...
It's the husband.
Thank you. That's what I'm like, how is this unsolved? She was having an affair.
Husband. I'm like, there, I solved it for you. It's the husband.
They never even looked or said anything about like, oh, interesting how it wasn't her husband.
But I mean, I wonder if he was a member of the country club or he was very wealthy.
Oh, absolutely.
And he bought off the police. And that's like, I think we all know who killed them. Like, that's why I'm like, they're making like, oh, this is unsolved. I'm like, is it though?
Here's,
is it unsolved?
Here's what my note was on this: double murder. She was not with her husband. How is he not the main suspect? How is this still unsolved? Mm-hmm. Other than wealthy man in a wealthy area, so why would he be pursued at that time?
Yeah.
That's 100%.
I should add
what it was:
wealthy white man.
Yeah,
right.
Good
exactly.
distinction.
Back to that. Because I did some digging and also had Morgan dig some stuff up for me.
Perfect,
I just said,
Morgan,
hey, look up this murder and tell me what you got. And that says rumors swirled. Possible jealous husband, Rand's spouse, Dr. Kenneth Rand, admitted knowing about the affair and was unaccounted for that evening. So there you go.
How is this unsolved? It is not.
It's not.
It is
it's
solved.
Not. Everybody, it's unprosecuted.
There, that's
it's
the right term. It is not unsolved. It is unprosecuted.
Well, and okay. So going back to like that, there were three shots. They say she was shot, or she had a hole. Bullet holes on both sides. She had an entry and exit wound. Mm-hmm. She wasn't shot twice in the head.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And where he got hit, I would guess that she got hit from one side and then it would have passed by his other side and then he probably got shot in the chest or something.
So then where's the third shot though?
It says he was shot at close range. Bullet entered above left ear and exited cleanly. Doesn't say where it exited. And then she was shot through the cheek with the bullet traveling downward to her right shoulder.
Which wouldn't be a killing blow.
Depends if you got shrapnel or anything. But she was likely hit a second time then.
Mm-hmm.
She may have been. It didn't say that in the thing that I pulled up. But
or maybe the first shot was like to get their attention. Like maybe they were canoodling.
I mean, also if they were sitting in the car and he got hit in the left and it went out the right.
Mm-hmm.
Then it hit her left cheek and out her right.
I would think it would have slowed down by then, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Because they were sitting, I'm assuming they were probably engaged in some sort of loving act. So they would probably be...
They weren't just sitting next to each other
staring
facing the
straight
front.
Ahead, talking. So they probably, I would think that I'm not a ballistics expert by any means, but nor is AP a doctor. By any means.
Just play one on TV.
But I would think that would be close enough where it wouldn't slow down.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I've known hunters who have gotten two deer because they were set. They were standing right next to each other.
Really?
I mean, you think how like that bullets travel like over 1,000 miles a second. I mean, they're super fast.
Not 1,000 miles, but yes, they're very fast.
For real, man.
You don't know.
You don't know what I've read.
You don't know what the internet told me.
I know.
Okay, between 600 and 2,000 miles per hour. So we were both right.
Okay. So not quite 1,000, but
2,000. 1,000
per second. You said per second.
Did I? Oh, okay. Then never mind. Yeah, I was totally wrong. I was 100% wrong on that. In my mind, I said hour, but in my mouth, I said second. That happens a lot to me.
In my mouth.
It's okay.
Yeah, it happens a lot to me too. All right.
So what else I'm glad we all agree that he's the one who did it and they're just not. They're just not prosecuting him because of his stature or whatever. I did note, and I've already touched on this, but like genuinely, I would like to do an investigation with these two because they're just genuine. It was so sweet when they were talking, when Amy was like, we don't know what you guys were doing out here. Frankly, we don't care. We just want to know like what happened.
No judgment.
We're not judging you.
Yeah.
You know, what happened?
Yeah, it makes you wonder with that they didn't get much interaction from her is that it's likely like they heard a woman screaming or people have heard a woman yelling help that maybe that's just a residual from the tragedy type thing and that she's not still there. But one of the things I was curious about is because they talk about, you know, the tragedies and murders around this property. I said, is it because of the land aspect or how the building, how the whole property was built? Because you literally had rich people building on the backs of the coal miners who barely survive paycheck to paycheck and then paid dearly with their own health.
And lives
and it was on
sometimes.
The verge of the Great Depression. So like there was a lot of. This opened in like March of 29. The Great Depression started just 7-8 months later. So like to me, I'm like, was there something that with all of that energy that just kind of played into this? Because the mine explosion was 11 years later. The murder was 1947.
That's what was 47. Yeah.
Quite a bit later.
And I don't remember when Dr. McCullough took his tumble.
Took his tumble. I have it. Let me.
I was working on my Dr. Seuss.
March 18th, 1939.
Oh, okay. So right in between.
Another 10 years.
So that was actually.
There was some background.
That seems like that was the first event that kind of kicked off this. When did the explosion happen again?
December of 1940.
So McCullough died. So the year, and then the explosion. And then 7 years later, the murder.
Yep.
A lot of
Amy, did you find anything about Dr. McCullough?
Yeah.
About his incident?
I did.
Death, I guess.
I did.
Murder.
The stuff I found online was confusing and contradictory to each other. So I just asked Morgan to figure out some stuff. And she came back with two versions have circulated. One that was an accident. It was an accident from a fall. And the other was that it was a heart issue. And I did find when I was looking through stuff that, let me open it up now.
If I remember, we had one episode where the girl suffered like an epileptic seizure at the top of the stairs when she dropped. And then, there was that one.
Yep. So I found a legal document that was about after he passed, the insurance company was suing his family saying they're not going to pay his life insurance because
insurance people.
They did not, they buried him too quickly. They did not allow an autopsy and they buried him too quickly.
That's what
it went against the policy.
That's right. Because the historian said that they exhumed him to perform an autopsy.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep. They exhumed him to perform an autopsy because, and then I think it said something like, well, now I can't remember where exactly this went. This I wrote all this, but the insurance policy did require an autopsy, and they didn't do it. So after his death,
they killed him.
I don't know. Maybe they knew what was going on and they didn't want it out.
Because Scott, they wanted the money. The proprietor said that he wondered if he was estranged because Amy and Adam were like, why was he here if he had a family and a wife and kids? And Scott said he was estranged. Right, right. So maybe he was estranged. His wife or his kids, because we don't know how old they were, hired somebody to kill him.
He was 53. That's all we know.
Yeah. So his kids could easily have been in their 20s. If he got married, let's say he got married at 20 and they popped out kids right away, they could have easily been in their even 30s.
Did it seem like when somebody was saying that the family was still, like, it sounded like they were still going after insurance type stuff? Like, it didn't sound like it was that long ago that there was even more trying to go back to insurance. At least from my, and I could have just misheard, but it kind of sounded like there was still more.
It could have been. Insurance company did deny the benefit they did not pay. So it's possible. But it does say that he was, let's see what else. He, this legal document said there was evidence tending to show that he caught his left heel on the tread of the stairs and was pitched forward. He was examined by a physician 2 minutes after the fall.
Okay.
There must have been a rip in the carpet or something.
Or maybe there's a runner at the top of the stairs. That's what I was wondering, if there was like a runner and it was flipped up, or, you know, if he dragged his foot, or, you know, sometimes you don't pick up your feet all the way.
Men's dress shoes.
How would they know that his left heel is what dragged and not like his toe?
Unless someone saw him.
Maybe how he fell.
Maybe his shoe got ripped. I don't know.
A toe sounds more likely. That's how I usually trip.
Yeah.
I don't trip on my heel.
Yeah.
But
unless there was something came off his shoe or something.
Or there was something he was trying to avoid stepping on and just missed a step. Because, you know, like with stairs, if you're going upstairs and they're off by even the slightest amount,
you're
gonna
millimeters.
Hit it, you're going to trip.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they're, as long as all the stairs are uniform, you're fine. It doesn't matter what their size difference is, but your feet. Yeah.
I will say, I thought it was very cute when they were going over the findings with Scott, and he's like, every time I come in, I say hello, and every time I leave, I say goodbye.
Yeah.
I was like, Scott.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
It was very sweet. I mean, I really liked that they, like, at least for this episode, it seemed like they really wanted answers. They weren't the Britney of the world. He's just like, I just want to know what's here. And if it's, because he even asked, like, was it malevolent?
Maleficent.
Malevolent. Yeah. Maleficent is the witch. Malevolent is the word.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was in my mind, I was trying to figure out which word to say. And like, it seems like that's all he wanted, is to know that they weren't bad or mean. So I thought
need help. Yeah.
So I thought this was so cute. Like, Scott was just like, I just want to know what's here, and to say, you know, to make sure that they're okay. And it was very cute when Amy and Adam both were like, they just want their story told. They don't want to be forgotten and they want to be acknowledged. At least Dr. What's his name? McCullough.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, we hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot. Amy has said that before, too, that they just want their story told. Because a lot of times the story that is being told by the tour guide or whoever is spreading rumors, it's not real. Wrong.
Like
it's
we
not
saw
true.
In the Octagon House with Cindy.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
But, you know, I think about, too, is whenever you go past old cemeteries where the newest gravestone marker is probably close to 100 years old. Mm-hmm. Nobody remembers them anymore.
I think about that too. I think
there's
about
nobody alive that would.
Once I die,
that's
how many?
I don't want a grave.
Yeah, I think how many years until I'm forgotten? How many years after I die until there's nobody around to remember me? It's kind of a morbid thought, but I've had it before.
Well, then you think about all the pictures and things that we have. That, like, you think about the ones, if you go thrifting or if you go to a Goodwill or something, people send family pictures
even,
are there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even my parents mm-hmm. going through some of their old photo albums, I'll be like, God, I don't know who this person is. Or, you know, old pictures from like my grandparents when they, you know, they mm-hmm. nobody knows who they are anymore. Yep. Sad.
Yep.
But everybody who knows who they were is dead. So they're all together, hopefully. We hope.
Yeah.
Depending on who they were. Could be either way. Maybe they're all down.
Yep. Could be either way.
Maybe they're all up. We don't know.
Who knows?
But I really like this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do too.
I'm
I think it's
very
a lot
sad
of fun.
That it's canceled.
And I know. Stupid. I know. And there's, you know, that unfortunately that was the way of what happened with that network. And mm-hmm. I know, though, that Sean Pittman, mm-hmm. who worked with Cindy Kaza and Dave Schrader on The Hozier Files, mm-hmm. He has started a new streaming platform called Beacon TV.
Oh.
And I did download it. And you can watch some things for free, but it is a paid subscription thing.
How much is it?
And I downloaded it right when he announced it. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't have more than like maybe 10 shows on it. But now it's gotten really, there's been a lot more stuff on it. And so I imagine that at some point we're going to be able to find not only reruns of older stuff, but mm-hmm. new shows.
Hope so.
And I know that he and Cindy and Dave are doing another show now. And I don't remember what it's called. But they are doing another show together. Hozier Files was a really interesting show. It was really cool.
Is it scary? Can I watch it?
The beginning will freak you out because every episode opens with them talking about Hans Holzer. He was he worked with a medium mm-hmm. who he would then talk to her and she would mm-hmm. bring in mm-hmm. spirits and she was really spooky.
Okay.
And so you can listen to tape recordings mm-hmm. of him saying in his big German accent, "What do you see here, Betty," or whatever the hell her name was. And then she'll go, "Oh, hi here." And it's all crackly and you know, it's from the 1930s or whenever it is, 50s maybe. But so it's creepy whenever they start a new episode and they go, "This is the one we're doing today," and they pull it out and they talk about it. And so that is it's kind of creepy. But then Hans Holzer's daughter, I think her name's Alexandra. I think I got her name wrong once before when I talked. I would have looked it up, but I didn't know we were going to talk about this. She's on the show, so she's like, "Yeah, this is
that's
my dad's
cool.
file where he did."
That's really neat.
Yeah, it's a really cool show.
That's cool.
But it also is canceled. But
of
like I said, the three of them are doing another show together.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to be similar in vein, but it's really cool. And Shane is the one. I think it's Shane Pittman. He's a scaredy cat. So they like leave him in a cellar with like a flashlight and a EVP thing or something. And then
so
they
he's
go do
the Aaron
stuff.
Of the show.
And he's sitting down there like screaming and something goes bump and then he's like, you guys it's really funny.
Which like, speaking of Aaron Goodwood, I do see a lot of, he posts a lot about his cat right now and a lot of stuff on Instagram.
Yeah,
trying to probably build some positivity after the last 6 months that he's endured.
Oh my god,
bless his heart. Has she been sentenced?
I believe X at this point.
Yes, XY.
Has she been sentenced?
Yes. I feel like, because he read a victim statement, I believe. I'll look it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, bless him. Okay. God. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
You think your life's going fine, and then it come to find out your wife's trying to murder you.
And then she acts like it's, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why I did it. She was sentenced for a minimum of 3 years to 7.5 years.
That's it?
That's not very much time.
Not a lot of time.
It's just that's for murder for hire plot. 36 to 36 to 90 months is her sentence, which...
I hope she serves the full 90 months.
Yeah.
So. All right.
All right. Do we have anything else we want to say about...
Chip's adorable.
I was gonna say
kindred spirits.
I don't know why that is. Kindred spirits, before we move on. Yes, the consensus is that Chip Coffee is a treasure.
Adorable. I love him so much.
And we're very glad that he is back to his health.
Yes.
He was very seriously ill not too long ago.
Yep.
And that
just
was
a couple
scary.
Of months, I think, he was in the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think,
I'm glad he's on the mend. I'm glad he's healthy and making a recovery.
Yep.
Do you think mediums' ghosts are stronger than non-mediums' ghosts? Like, when they die, do you think...
I think they're like, I'm getting the hell out of here, maybe. So goodbye.
I don't think... Yeah, I don't I think don't mediums would choose to be a ghost. And I feel like they would know how to move on if they wanted
That's
to
That's fair,
on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
We talked about a ghost therapist last time.
I wonder if Amy has an AMA question or AMA section. I should ask her that.
Oh, like on Reddit?
Yeah, like an Ask Me Anything.
We'll ask her when she comes on our show.
Yeah, for sure we should.
There you go.
Yeah.
If that ever happens.
Yeah. You mean when that happens.
All right. Yeah, when that happens. Yep. Right.
Amy, we love you. Come on our
All
show.
All right. Well, is there anything else we want to talk about with this episode before we say
Amy's
goodbye?
Hair is gorgeous, and I'm very jealous of it.
Yeah, she has. She has
beautiful, long,
I remember
red
when
hair.
She was on...
I don't know if it's a naturally red or if she dyes it red, but it is stunningly gorgeous.
Yes. It's beautiful.
So, yep.
Yes.
If you're listening, and I know you are.
She reminds me of like a combination of a couple people I know, like when they were being doled out in, you know, wherever. Maybe they're kindred spirits.
They were in the same line. Oh, there you go.
There it is. All connects.
Very nice. And with that, that's a good place
that's
to leave us.
That's a good ending point.
I do what I can.
Good. All right. Well, thanks everybody for sticking around and listening to our not recap of the Kindred Spirits show. And we will be back next time with, I do believe, a Dead Files one. At least I picked out a Dead Files episode that I thought would be fun to cover. I didn't tell you guys about it yet, but I thought it would be a fun one to cover. So
there you go.
Maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do an interview. I'm not really sure, but we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.